CD 2. Track 20.
Okay, cool down. Now, your homework was to define what a sport is. So, who's going to start? Dan?
It can't be a sport if you can play it in ordinary shoes. Team sports like football, basketball, baseball and cricket all have their own special shoes. And so do individual sports like wrestling and tennis. And games like chess and cards that aren't really sports, well, you can play them in any shoes, can't you?
Sue?
There's a problem with Dan's logic. Nowadays, sports shoes are ordinary shoes. People wear trainers all the time, right?
Yeah, that's good.
I don't think it's a sport if you can smoke when you're playing. I mean, can you imagine going swimming or playing volleyball with a cigarette in your mouth? Or a footballer smoking as he's heading the ball? Or someone pulling out her lighter as she's skiing downhill? No, it's impossible.
Interesting. Billy.
The goalkeeper of my local amateur football team smokes during the matches. The funny thing is, he rolls his own cigarettes and he often has to throw everything in the goal when the other team attacks. Anyway, what about proper sports such as sailing, archery and golf? You can smoke when you're doing them, can't you?
Good point, Billy. Malcolm.
I think that if you have judges who give subjective marks, then it isn't a sport. But if you can actually measure or time the results, then it is. So, figure skating isn't a sport, but speed skating is. Diving isn't, but swimming is. Gymnastics isn't. The long jump is.
Tina?
But what about combat sports such as fencing, judo and boxing? They've got judges too. And Malcolm's definition also allows indoor games like chess and darts to call themselves sports. And they're not. A sport is something that needs physical effort and is good for your health.
Yeah, maybe. Ken, what do you think?
It's not easy to find the perfect definition for sport, but I'd like to suggest a very simple one. It can't be a sport if England are any good at it.